Alan, you must be delighted with that point tonight.
Yeah, I was so disappointed after Swansea in terms of what we'd done on the training ground. Wasn't really reflected in the performance. It was, you know, particularly offensively, we had opportunities and we didn't capitalise on the moments we had talked about. Tonight, the game plan, the players have delivered for me to the letter, really. And I can't ask more than that. On transition, although our moments were less, as you'd imagine, here at Anfield, we were better with them. Solomon looked to fret. We looked to fret sometimes on the break. McLean down the left. Set plays, we started to look a little bit more scary, which is good news going forward. But we had some really good individual displays, and that's what bores me the most. Gibbs kept Salah really quiet. Johnny Evans and Ahmad were great again. And our midfield worked very, very hard. So in terms of a manager being kind of proud of what his players have achieved, I am. But obviously pressing for an improvement offensively still.
Liverpool thought they'd won it at the death with Dominic Solanke, the goal ruled out for handball. What was your view of that decision?
Well, where my bench was, you know, it looks like it's hit someone and gone in. That's all I could see. But the linesman didn't move, and that really cheered me up. Usually they start jogging, you know, running back to the halfway line. So I knew something had got us amiss. Looking at the replay, it's handball. I mean, Ahmed gets a little touch. It runs up his body. It's actually his arm that puts it in the net. So the linesman's been brave because it was the cop to disallow it. So fair play to him. And a little slice of luck, really. I suppose it could have hit his body and gone in for us because we deserved that.
You talked about momentum going into this game, about how the other sides who are down at the bottom have got it. This gives you that momentum, doesn't it, going into another tough game against Manchester United?
Yeah, whenever you face Man United, you need a bit of momentum. So if we'd have suffered, and let's be honest, it wasn't like we faced the Liverpool side tonight. They didn't have all the big hitters. You know, they did. All the big hitters played offensively. Still had Chamberlain to come off the bench and Solanke and Henderson, etc., etc. So we had the full tilt tonight. So if we can't take confidence from that, we won't take confidence from anything. So I'm sure they will.
Terrific performances, Alan, all over the pitch tonight, weren't there?
Yeah, there was. And a real good attitude and application and some fault as well on the first pass. When you're defending as we were there for pretty long periods of time, it's easy to just hit clearances and to nowhere. But we were trying to be intelligent. We took a couple of chances. Gregor's beat a couple of men in midfield, and that's what you've got to do if you're going to create against a side as good as that. So really pleased with the performances of the individuals, and we had some good ones.
And you enjoyed the moment with the fans afterwards. Why not?
Yeah, because, you know, I haven't really... It's difficult to connect with them when you're coming in mid-season. You know, I've been at the training ground. I've not really been round the town or into functions where you meet fans and get a feel for them. So I think we've got some hospital visits next week or whatever, and we got a home game coming up. But it was nice to go over there at the end and thank them, because I know their journey was horrendous up the M6 and M5. So thank you to them.
How did you instill the belief into the players going into this game that you could get something out of it tonight, do you think?
Well, the only thing I was concerned about half time was just coming off the game plan, and that worried me a little bit after Swansea, because we was on game plan at Swansea. I was quite pleased at half time. I knew that we would have moments midway through that game to win it, and that's what disappointed me. We let them go. So I was a bit nervous second half that we'd come away from the game plan, but we didn't. We stood on it and we got our reward. And I don't think we deserved to win the game. I'd be the first to admit that. But I definitely thought we deserved a draw in what, you know, if you're a professional coach or you know football in any manner, you know that was a really, really top defensive display at the top end of the game.